Testing, testing, testing. Well, it's nice to see you again this morning, David. How are you today?
Fine, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
We have a few more verb forms. Let's see what we can do. If somebody asked, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, either.
Yes. Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Let's see. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along with her a little square of cloth. And what would you call that?
A little square of cloth.
Well,
a swatch.
A swatch to use as a...
to use as a, I don't know, as a color guide, I guess, I don't know, as a reference.
Uh-huh. When,
you say that out there? Did you ever hear a story about that?
No, tell me about that.
Ken King is a black real estate outfit in town.
Is that C.B. King?
It's his brother.
Uh-huh.
And, anyway, they, somebody planted it in his front yard on the poles and everything.
You mean there was a pole back there?
No, they put this was in the front yard. He found it. We don't know who did it.
One of my cousin's friends?
We don't know who it was. Well, he figured it had to be Mayor Callahan Cook.
And you didn't do it?
On gear. Nobody knows. I don't know who did it. Had I had that thing, I would have done it. All right.
Well, let's see what we have. When, in the shoe business, when, do you ever have traveling salesmen come by with their stock of, what do you call it when they have, like,
your samples?
Right, to show you the line.
Right.
Well, I knew about that. My father traveled for years with, dress samples.
Yeah.
I figure they must carry shoe samples too.
Yeah.
If your mother was wearing a new dress that you liked, you might say, "Hey, Mom, that's a what kind of dress?"
Pretty dress.
Uh huh. But if she had another dress that you liked better than that one, you might say, "Mom, that dress is pretty, but the blue one is..."
Prettier.
Okay. your mother is cooking, what does she wear over her dress to keep it from getting dirty?
I don't know. She calls it a smock or an apron.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you sign your name, what do you use as a writing implement?
I would use a pen or a pencil.
But if you were going to diaper a baby, what would you use to secure the diaper?
What are those things called? Safety pin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pin. Okay. If you use canned soup, what do you call a can? What kind of can is it?
What kind of can is
it? Yeah,
the
one
that
can.
Tin can.
Uh-huh. How much is a dime worth?
10 cents.
Mm-hmm.